Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I'm home. I am on my laptop, but I'm home. Yeah, and it's actually a really beautiful, not extremely too hot day for all of you poor people in the Midwest and the East. I'm so sorry. Let's do something about global warming, shall we? First of all, I got to thank you with so much love in my heart. You have helped make Gabrielle's book the number one best new release on Amazon. We are thrilled. And I'm going to post a couple of pictures from her for those of you who aren't following her on Facebook. Oh, my God, the launch party was so amazing. And I'll try and put a couple of pictures from that on the e-blast tomorrow. And, guys, you are going to want to read this e-blast. It's all about confusion and synchronicity. If you've humorously or seriously even said to you, oh my God, I can't wait for Mercury to get out of retrograde, if you have any kind of belief in that, even I said, what the hell is going on? So the e-blast is all about that. I didn't want to go into it on the show today because we've got lots of other stuff. But anyway, from my heart, from Gabrielle's heart, thank you. And keep it going. Keep it live on social media, whatever you can do. Eat, Pray, FML, available on Amazon, Gabrielle Stone. Okay, I'm a great believer in nepotism. all right, it's this Wednesday, guys. It's this Wednesday, our big webinar, which is, well, I started to say one of the most important ones we've done, and my pendulum goes to no. When I say the most important one, it goes to yes. And we'll get some more discernment about that today, but you go to IamDeeWallace.com. It's on the homepage. All possibilities. Get there, sign up. Do it before 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, will you? And yes, it will be available. You will get the link. You will have it for your future use as soon as it's posted. So here's the information. I asked what our biggest challenge was around accepting, knowing the importance of embracing all possibilities. And the channel said, unconditionally, our hearts are closed when it comes to all possibilities. And that didn't make any sense to me. I thought, God, wouldn't our hearts open at the thought of everything being possible to us? Well, there's three things. One, if I'm open to all possibilities, how can I control, direct, only the positive possibilities? Because I want the negative possibilities, right? Now, again, in the scheme of the universe, they don't even know the words positive and negative. So we want to be open to all the possibilities that we want to create. So let's just claim that now. I am open to all possibilities that I want to create. And so it is. Number two, what if it doesn't happen? Oh my God, what if I open my heart and I commit to all these great possibilities that are open to me, and what if it doesn't happen? Well, then I'm disappointed. Then I'm have lost my belief in the creation process, blah, blah, blah. But the channel wants you to know is it can only happen when your heart is open and allowing. Okay? And then the third one was, what if I get it and it goes away? Or somebody takes it away? Or I forget to do the work and it drops away, right? So those three things, those fears, are what is keeping us from opening our heart so that all of the possibilities that we want can come in. So let's just claim right now, do it with me, because, you know, just listening to me doesn't do it for you. I am an open heart. All of my chakras are open to support my open heart in the creation, the allowing, and the manifestation of all positive possibilities that I want. They're here, it's done, and so it is. Okay, this is so important, they said, because as you all know from doing this work, we send out signals to the universe. So we want to send out the signal to the universe. Okay, dudes, I'm open. I'm open to creating all the possibilities I want here, right? And to claim, I know I am complete. So let's do that, please. I know I am complete. Because your completeness opens you up to expansion, which opens us up to all possibilities. You see, another thing they want you to know is confusion happens when we haven't committed. Again, the title of the article for tomorrow is Confusion, but it goes into so much more than that. So we are committed to being complete. We are committed to consistently keeping our hearts and our chakras open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. Our hearts are open front and back, merged with our whole brain. Our heart aligns, our straight, strong, and through the ID point, which keeps us in our knowing. And we allow 24/7 consistently now and forever, along with the integration of all energy that we are directing to come in and partner with us now around living and creating in all possibilities. And thank you, we are in gratitude. Okay, I get to go to the calls and I'm excited. And I want to start with Miss Iris. Iris, you have been on my mind all week. And if I hadn't been... it's been a week for me, guys. I've been doing press for Critters that's coming out. I was at San Diego Comic-Con. And three times I thought, I need and I want to write Iris. And I didn't have my computer when I thought of it, blah, blah, blah. So The first thing, Iris, is I want to acknowledge you for continuing to do the work and looking at this and working through it and calling back in today. So give me an update.
Great. Well, I couldn't listen to the replay until like Wednesday.
Well, that's probably perfect timing.
Okay. And I was like, okay, let's listen, you know, put on our big girl pants and take the so I could hear the messages, you know, so I could hear what you were saying, so that
I wasn't in reaction anymore.
And
good for you.
Thanks. I even reached out to Pamela, and she gave me some support, you know, some meditations that I'm gonna start in. So I'm doing much better. I'm starting to send her love. I'm just starting, so I know there's more to do, but and I'm working on strengthening my boundaries and my third chakra, so that I'm not inviting this like mixed signal of, you know, allowing that in, I guess.
Well, you know, if you want to say it really simple, in the simplest way for everybody, when we hold the state of love, all of that happens. Everything that you just mentioned automatically goes in place. Okay? Our chakras, our boundaries, all of that automatically go into place. So my question was, when you listened to the show again, could you see for yourself how you perceived me kind of attacking you instead of talking with you and helping you? Because that's the key in for you, Ira. Could you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So let's find out. It definitely comes. What does your father have to do with this?
He could be very verbally abusive.
Okay. So your little girl perceives any kind of, hold on, I'm waiting for the words, criticism,
mm-hmm.
or what you consider to be abusive tones,
mm-hmm.
right, from your little girl, mm-hmm. then you perceive that as an attack.
Mm-hmm.
And then that escalates, and then your energy comes into conflict with the other energy that you are wanting not to be in conflict with. Did you follow that?
I think so. So it's like I'm engaging in a fight that I'm trying to get away from energetically.
Yep.
Kind of thing.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's your little girl is perceiving it that way.
Yeah.
And that is the key to your freedom, is if you can, if you can shift that perspective within you and catch yourself whenever you feel confronted by someone like you felt last week with me,
mm-hmm.
and take a breath and pull back, detach, start laughing, think of a color, do whatever you have to do to detach, so that you can tell your energy and your brain, okay, this isn't necessarily what's going on right now. This
mm-hmm.
is my little girl's memory of what this reminds me of. So if we don't take the time consistently to shift those beliefs and those perspectives, it's what Dana Wild calls the reticular activating system in your brain. We'll continue
mm-hmm.
to look out and go, okay, people that talk in any kind of caustic way are attacking me. And your brain will go, where can I find that out there in this world? Where can I find mm-hmm. that belief so I can match it?
Yeah.
And then when you start telling your brain, no, we're not going to look out there for that anymore. We're coming from love. We're looking for people and situations that respect and honor me. And then your brain tells you, look out and find things in the world that match that perspective. And then that builds up your reinforcement for the fact that you are respected and honored in the world. this is a great lesson, and I am humbly in appreciation that you brought this in and that are following through with it, Iris, because it's your freedom, sweetheart. Just keep working with that little girl and mm-hmm. going back to the state of love. Okay?
Yeah. That sounds really good.
Okay.
Thank you,
Dee. Love you so much.
I love
Thank you.
You.
Thank you. Oh, that was so incredibly valuable for everybody. Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Speaking of freedom, I have been on SSI recently, and I am up for another review all of a sudden. They gave me a settlement that I have a deadline to spend by, and I was initially going to use it to pay back one of my school loans. That just changed to where I can do disability papers and claim disability that they'll process later this year.
So what's your question, Maria?
Question is, should I keep the money and get off of SSI and gain that freedom, lose out of some money to continue, or try and see if one of my other bank loans would take some of that money?
I get the second. Of course, I'm not a financial expert, Maria, but what I'm getting for you energetically is that the second option is a stronger option for you. Is that the way you were leaning? The second option about the bank option is the second one you mentioned.
To contact the bank loan, one of the credit card loans, see if they would accept some of it. I actually had changed my initial, I was going to pay off my school loan and then pay off some other bills and maybe go towards the big loan that I have with their credit card, but then all of a sudden that changed to where I can do the disability papers. And
okay, Maria,
which one
gives you the most freedom?
Getting
when
off
you
of
go
SSI.
To, okay, then that's what you want to do. Whatever creates the most freedom in integrity for you, that's what you want to do. Excuse me, everybody.
Let's do.
Okay, so that's your answer. Whatever gives you the most freedom is what you want to do. All right, baby?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you bet. All right, we're going to... Oh, by the way, we had a glitch in our get-along, and I don't know what happened. We were trying to combine lists. If you did not get the last week's e-blast, would you let me know at... or Lauren, no, Lauren, or d@imdwallace.com. And we'll try and get it out to you. We think we've got the list fixed. But if you don't get tomorrow's e-blast, send me an email because I want you all to get tomorrow's e-blast. All right, Phyllis, you're on. What's up?
Oh, hey, Dee. Yeah, I had one of those experiences last week. I was at an event all week, and by about Wednesday, Thursday, I thought, I'm kind of done here. And I could really feel my body was like, leave, let's leave. Maybe it was the heat, everybody else, it's like, 100 degrees. So anyway, I just kept fighting that. No, I'll stay incomplete when I came. But I realized when I got home, I felt so good. It was just like,
You had gotten everything you needed, guys, and we talked about that, dear God, last week or the week before about, I'm just done with this energy. So there were like two or three things you were supposed to get. You got them. You were done, and you knew that. You knew that on an emotional, spiritual, energetic level. You knew that. Now, that brings up an interesting question then about completion, right? Well, they're saying right now that the definition for them around completion is when you're complete about everything that you wanted to get or that you were supposed to get. That's completion. And that can be one day into a seminar. That can mean you have to even stay after and talk to everybody after the whole 4 days is over. When you feel that completeness that you've gotten everything you have. The trick
Okay.
is not to use that when you're supposed to stay because you're uncomfortable and you want to leave. So
Okay,
again,
I yeah.
one of them comes from a head place, one of them comes from a heart place. Yours came from a heart place and you're knowing, Phyllis.
Yeah, and I recognize that my body will just start doing things. We'll just start, let's
Yeah.
go pack. Let's go. And I'm like, what the
Yeah.
hell?
Well, and
And I had some.
that's like hearing a really high intention and not following through with it. You did hear it and you followed through. So, yippee. Okay? But
Okay.
that's good
Okay.
discernment. That's good discernment because, we're
Yeah.
always afraid in this spiritual journey that we're going to do it wrong. And I keep telling you, you can't do it wrong. If your intention is to expand in the greatest way you can expand through divine love, and move into that ascension place, that's what you want to hold, and that's what you want to live. All right, baby, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
All righty, let me move this little thing down. All right, Emily in California, what's up?
Hey, Dee.
Hey, honey.
I want to thank both Iris and you. I really found, both last week and this week's exchanges incredibly powerful and got a lot of discernment. So that was
Thank
awesome.
you. Yes, I
Yeah.
really honor her for doing that and coming back and working through it. Thank you.
Yeah. So I had a funny thing happen this week where I had a bag of mine that was gone, appeared stolen. It wasn't my purse. It just, had my work clothes and some tennis shoes and my favorite sweatpants in it. And it was like it was there, then it was gone. Then I was out with some coworkers at a bar after work, and the bartender said, "Oh, this guy I had to kick out was sitting near it, And I thought, "Oh God, it's probably gone." We went and looked on the sidewalk to see if it had been ditched. And then I got this text after I got home that it was my coworker said, "Hey, they found your bag, but none of us are working with you tomorrow, so we're leaving it here in the lost and found." I went the next day. They told me it wasn't there. I was like, "What's going on?" But I just decided I was going to keep going back to the bar until that same bartender was there. Anyway, I did go back a second time and I got my bag back. What is that all about?
You have got to read my e-blast tomorrow. It is all about this. And it feels like confusion.
Yeah.
Like
And I
there's
will.
so, oh my God, this is exactly what the e-blast is about. I'm laughing. I wish I had a copy of the darn thing in front of me. But one of the highest things, guys, is I can't get there without the drama. I can't get there without the struggle, right?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that it represents. And it's all around our personal power and our knowing. And it's also around, did you remember, Emily, to say, I know where it is? It's all protected and it's fine, and I know where it is.
What I did remember immediately to say thank you for the safe return of my bag.
Okay.
Immediately, I said that. And so
So,
there was a
do
part
you
of me
see?
that,
You see what a good creator you were. I want you to everybody to get that. Because whether it took 2 days or a year, the safe return of the bag was there. Right?
Yeah.
It would have helped to say, I know where it is.
Okay. Awesome.
I was on the phone with Steven, our producer, right before this, and he said, oh, my God, you have all these experiences about this working, but I can't find my eye goggles or whatever he was saying. And my pendulum went to no. And as soon as my pendulum went to no, he said, oh, my God, here they are right in front of me, because we were talking about, did you say I know where they are? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's add now to that. I know where they are right now. Oh, my pendulum just went to a big yes. Okay. So, guys, I want you to start playing around with the empowering belief systems that I get everywhere easily. All my creation is easy. I'm there now. Again, back to the beginning of the show, I am complete. And start playing around with the idea. I want you all to ask yourselves, do I really believe that I can stay happy and healthy until I make my transition? Because most of us believe death comes with sickness, mentally or physically or emotionally. We have to get sick. Well, I don't want to get sick. I want to live full out till I go, you know what? I think it's time. I'm going to check out somewhere else. Because that is a belief of all possibility. That's a belief that most of us don't hold. Okay, go ahead, Emily.
Yeah. That's up really big in my world. We're in my family going through a big transition, realizing that my mom, her situation with her memory has really taken a turn, and we're questioning whether, in my mind, there's no question she can't live on her own anymore. So, you know, we're all kind of discussing what the next steps are. Is there anything the channel has for my mom or for this situation?
Yes. I'm sorry for all the dings. As soon as you started talking about your mom, they said there's a supplement that, okay, I'm not a doctor, guys. I'm not a doctor. The guy that I have done all my brain work with, and I can tell you I experienced a huge difference with this. I can't remember, and it's in the refrigerator, and I can't get off of here to get it. It's something that you can order off Amazon, and it's high concentrations of fish oil and some other stuff. And you just take, you know, like a teaspoon every day. I realized huge changes. I mean, I'm not suffering from any of that. But as far as instant recall and memory, I experienced huge changes from it. So, Emily, if you will email me, I will get a picture of the product to you, okay? Hold on.
Thank
Is there
so
something
much.
Else? When I say she's ready to make her transition, absolutely no. Energetically, and this is for all of you that have anybody, they don't want to deal with something. And the biggest thing they don't want to deal with is the turmoil and the unsafeness and the anger that is taking place in this country and the world. They don't know how to assimilate it. So the more you can talk to her about you are safe here, you're loved here, in our little world here, but in the family and in our lives, everything is love, everything is peace, and everything is good. Because people are trying to escape. The suicide rate is up unbelievably. People, the obituates and all the medication, alcohol, all that stuff is way up. I know because I have three people in my family who are psychologists and psychiatrists. And they can't even find the time to get everybody in anymore. So that's why it's so incredibly important that we do our work now. Every day when you direct your day, which I am assuming everybody on this call is doing.
Yep.
Every day, add to that, I am directing and claiming that my country is a country of integrity, truthfulness, respect and honor for all people. I am directing all energy to create this with me now, and I am in sincere gratitude that it's done. Do your work, guys. It's not just about us individually. It's about what we are creating for the world and the universe. Okay?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So, yeah, let's Thank just you. Balance everything that's come in so far. We are claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love around all of this. Great. Thank you for that.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, love you.
You too. LaVon. Oh, wait. Hold on. Can't get you on. Hold on. Hang on. Here we go. Why is this not doing? There it goes. Okay. Hi, baby.
Hello, Dee.
What's up?
Well, I have a dog story to share.
Okay.
I recently went to the shelter to look for a dog to adopt because we recently put one down, and I knew exactly what I wanted. So I put my name on a dog, and if 2 weeks no one claims it, you get first right. So 2 weeks went by. I went down to see the dog. I knelt down to say hi. It ran to me and gave me a kiss in the face. I said, that's it. That's my dog.
You bet.
It hit me. So I went home, got my other dog. We did the meet and greet. I adopted the dog. And the next day, the shelter called me and said, we have a situation. We gave you the wrong dog. I said, no, you didn't. This dog is perfect for our house. And she is. She's exactly what I wanted. The two dogs were named Josie and Rosie. They're both brown terriers. They're both in the same kennel. But they showed me the wrong dog twice. I thought that was really interesting.
Well, they showed you what everybody thought was the wrong dog, but the dog knew.
I know.
No matter what, I'm going home with that broad.
That's right. And she told me right away, it was her. Yeah. She is just the sweetest thing. She's perfect.
Yep. Yep. And she definitely chose you. For sure.
So
before you ever got to the kennel, you chose each other, even though you weren't particularly aware of it, which is why people have created things like God works in mysterious ways, right?
Right.
Sometimes we know so completely about what we want, but we get fixated on thinking it has to look one way, and the other way's over going, hey, I'm a better way. Come over here. I got a kiss for you. Oh,
yes,
you got to love it.
I know. I had to really stop, though, and recognize it, you know, because I just went on my day like it was normal, and I had to stop and say, hey, wait a minute. Look what just happened.
That's right. That's just absolutely brilliant.
So I had to acknowledge it.
I am so glad you called in with this story. I'm smiling from ear to ear. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Have a good Sunday. Bye-bye.
See you soon. You too. You too. All right, Darlene in Florida. What's up?
Well, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I have to tell you, I'm calling because I had a dream that told me I had to call you.
Okay. Well, that's you telling you to call me. What? Do you know why?
Well, I need some advice for my daughter, and I'm hoping you can help me with that.
Okay.
She's finally married and out of the house, and now they're trying to have a child. And, you know, it's been a few months. We went to the fertility doctor, and first word out of his mouth were...
Acupuncture. Tell her to go try acupuncture. I'm not a doctor, but they screamed it in my head. And most of you know that that's how I got pregnant. I had 6 specialists tell me I'd never have a baby. So the universe took me to do a film down in, where was I? Australia, I think. And my handler down there, who was a woman, said, oh, you know, we specialize in all that. So she set me up this appointment. They went in. They found this huge fibroid tumor that none of the quote-unquote specialists could find. And that, back then, back in the olden days, was major surgery. And I would have been laid up for 10 months. I said, well, that ain't going to happen, right?
Wow.
And
yeah.
So my doctor sent me to an acupuncturist, and most people do not know that that is one of their biggest specialties, is helping people get pregnant. So he shrunk the tumor, balanced my hormones out, and she's 30 and has a best-selling book now. So, you know, I would seriously ask her to check out a really good Chinese acupuncturist.
Fantastic, because we've done all the work. Change the attitude, change the energy. We've missed something.
Yeah, there's one thing to bring into alignment. Hold on, sheets. It's so funny. As soon as I saw your name, I heard ask her for a song, and now here it is. Where? Give me a song, Darlene, any song that pops in.
This is weird, but it's You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah, okay. Not weird to me, because I went through it. There's a place where you start out creating this child in love, and then there's a place where you go, oh my God, this is so hard. How am I going to do this? How am I going to make this happen? And that's not You Are My Sunshine anymore. So,
that was so much fun.
Yeah. So, Darlene, you tell her to just open her heart. You see, she's got to move back into all possibilities, where she was at when she started, and to open her heart and just spend time feeling joy with that little soul. And then you tell her to direct all energy to come in and bring that soul to her. Okay, when I say working with the other energy, I get a no. So get back to the joy. Get back to the love that she felt when she started creating this. And ask all energy to partner with her in bringing this soul into her. Actually, you can talk to the soul. Go, dude, I am not giving up. You are going to come in, right? Gabby teases me all the time. She said, yeah, Mom, there were millions of us up there. And finally I said, all right, I'll go. She's not giving up. Right? So tell her to start having some more fun and getting back into the love, and go see about an acupuncturist.
We felt the baby around her. But what you, yes, you gave me the advice I needed. Thank you.
Yeah,
because
thank
we
you.
Have, you know, we get to the point where we're going back into the negative, like, well, this is not working, that's not working. You know, the human side has kicked in.
Yes, and she's got to say, I am a woman with this baby that I love. I am her. I am pregnant. Okay, I am with child.
Okay.
Because right now she's defining herself as someone who's not. While she's trying to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you guys, we're getting clear and clear and clear and clear. But you see, that's exactly what they were talking about at the first of the show. That, well, that's number four. They said, you know, you try for a while and then it doesn't happen. And so we close our heart, we close our chakras because we think we're losing the ability of the possibility there. Oh boy, what a show. Kathy in Illinois, you're on, honey.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
I have had a very unusual week and I didn't even realize I was doing this. I was off on Monday and come to find out our parent company's closing our company. But they've been working with our competitors to employ all the employees and take the business over to the competitors. So I found out Monday evening that they're closing my office, and on Friday I got a job offer from the new company.
Awesome.
So I have to do no transition. So
yep.
I didn't even realize I was creating this.
That's true. You didn't realize it. And now that it's happened, can you see how you created it, even without being fully conscious that you were?
I think so, because I was trying to find, I was finding the environment a little more constrictive, and I was just kind of thinking, you know, I let's have some more fun.
Yeah, and the highest word they're giving me, Kathy, is simplicity. You were asking for things to be simpler in some way. And this job is a match to that.
Okay. Because I had to be open to all possibilities.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even know this was happening. And I don't think anybody knew, but...
Well, but you see, that was in your favor. Because that didn't put you into the worry or, oh, what if I don't get, or what if they don't want me, or what if I'm not taken. It allowed the possibilities, and that's the place we want to get to with everything, guys, is no matter what it looks like, and no matter how I cannot figure out how things are going, I know it's happening right now, and I'm open to however it wants to take place. So you see how simple, everybody, how simple this creation was. She didn't even have to do anything except kind of have that longing that things were simpler and a little easier and happier in her workplace. Great, great example, Kathy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brilliant. Just brilliant. Oh, my God. Do you see? I want everybody to stop and feel into the expansion that we're in right now. Right in this moment. Can you feel all kinds of things opening up? And I sat here and talked with the energy and said, look, my intention today is that everybody gets it. Everybody expands. Everybody's understanding is in place. And that's what's happening. I love it. Okay, area code 716-205. I don't have a name. Are you on?
Yes, hi, Dee. This is Diana.
Hello, Diana. How are you, baby?
I'm great. I'm looking forward to your e-blast this week because this last week was unbelievable. for me, it's at work, and I had some things occur that happen regularly where I feel misunderstood and
okay, stop
taken
there.
Advantage of. So, yeah.
Did you hear your words? Where I feel. That's the key to your freedom. So let's get to the core of why you feel unheard and disrespected. And what were your words?
That's pretty much it. Just
okay. Sheets, book. Give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Something with I feel lonely. Is there a song? I feel lonely. I feel.
Okay. All right. I got it. So there is a perspective in you that you are separate and not equal to the people you work with. This does not apply to everybody in your life, but it applies a lot to the people you work with. And I'm going right to your dad. So when you were a little girl, what did you witness in your dad and his working situation with people?
I don't know, because he was gone a lot. He would travel, and I never really saw him at work.
Okay. So his work equaled what to you as a little girl?
He was gone and I was alone.
Okay. Did you hear your words?
Yes.
I was alone. So if you put that together, the very simple belief is I am alone at work.
That's how I feel.
Yep. You got to change that perspective. I am a part of everyone at work. I am a part of all the joy and the good things that get done here. I am a part of the solutions that get done here. I am a part of this family of people at work. I want you to start claiming that, asking all energy to partner with you, and thanking them for doing so. You got it?
I do. That fits.
Okay. Again, guys, when we shift a belief within ourselves, the world shifts around us to match it. That's just the way energy works. If you don't put ice in the refrigerator or water in the refrigerator, it's not going to become ice. When you choose to put it in the refrigerator, then it becomes ice because it has to respond to what you're directing it to do. You've got to direct yourself the same way. So the belief that you're alone and work come together is a belief that you inadvertently put together as a little girl. And now you get to choose a new belief and a new perspective that's going to match what you want to create more. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So I am divine love around all of that. Great. You can do
Thank
this,
you.
Diana, but you got to do it. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, guys, they're giving you amazing stuff here, simple stuff, but you have to do it every day. And you have to consciously catch yourself. Sometimes I tell you, I do self-talk and go, Deanna Lee Bowers, I can hear my mom say, that is not a thought that creates a feeling that's going to get you what you want. So you better start finding out what it is you want to think now. And it works every time. By that time, I'm laughing at myself, and it's a great shift. Darlene in Florida, you're on.
Oh, hi. We already talked. Isn't that funny?
We did? Why are you
yes,
down at the bottom of my screen?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know. Maybe we need to talk again.
I get a no on that, but I'm
okay.
Thrilled. Okay, so I'm going to Thank you, darling. I don't know how you got to the bottom of my screen. Weird. Okay, I'm going to area code 441702. You're on. I don't have a name. Anybody there? Area code 441. I can hear you. Unmute yourself, baby. All right, I'm sorry. Oh, yep, there you are. Who is this?
Is it me? Rosemary.
I cannot understand you. I can hear you, darling, but I can't understand you. If you're on a speakerphone, pick the line up.
Can you hear me, Dee?
I can hear you now, yes. Who is this?
It's Rosemary in England.
Hello, love. So glad we got you on. What can we do for you?
When I was with you at Creation Station, I had a problem with a lymphatic congestion on my right arm, and it's gone away and it's come back and it's responded really well to energy work. But at the moment it's back, and I just wondered if you've got any guidance for me, please, before I go and invest a lot of money in going to see different people.
Yes, something that you had addressed and really taken care of in your life, something reminded you of it again, something that happened. I believe it's with a male. Tell me what the problem is again.
It's I've got an enlarged lymph gland under one of my arms, and it's leaving me with some soreness in my breast and my back.
Okay.
And so I have an energy. Yeah.
Okay. When I say you have directed it to drain, I get a no.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. And guys, this is the formula. I am choosing and committing to this lymph node or whatever you're working on draining and coming back into balance. I am asking all the universe and all energy to integrate and create this with me now. And I am in gratitude that it's done.
Beautiful.
Okay. Now, we don't really have to get to the thing, but they would like you to email me, Rosemary, and sum this up that we got to it. There's something in the body books I need to get to. Oh, I got to do it now. All right, am I going to lymph? Hang on, because these little books are...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hang on, because we're getting close to the end of here. This one, here, here. Okay, they are handicapped by an inability to release past memories and other wastes, such as harmful habits and traits, or to defend themselves against negative thoughts. So the biggest thing is, we're going to an ability to release a past memory. If I say there's a past memory that's clogging this lymph gland, what would it be? Don't think about it. Just tell me what comes up.
It would be around men and sexuality and that sort of thing. I can't think of anything specific.
Yep. That's what it is.
Okay.
And something with a guy reminded you of that, and then it raised its little head again. So you want to heal the core belief that, you know, all those old memories of past relationships that didn't work out, men that abused me, used me. I'll tell you, read my daughter's book. It's going to help you a lot to let go of that stuff.
Wonderful.
And
thank you.
You know, one of the things in Gabrielle's book, because she used to ask me, Mom, I get it. I know I've got to love myself. How do I do that? And I get that from a lot of you. And in her book, what she came up with was pick five things that make you feel good, that when you give them to yourself, like when she works out every day, when she meditates every day, when she eats well, those are all things she can give herself that say, I love you today. Mm-hmm. And so what could you give yourself around knowing that men honor you? What could you give yourself every day?
I've been using the affirmations you gave us about just that men honor me and treasure me and that sort of thing.
Yes.
I just started doing that last week.
Okay. Well, it's going to turn around. It is turning around. I was just corrected there. So, again, guys, how we define ourselves tells the energy of the universe what to give us in our reality. So, Rosemary, I am a woman who is respected and honored by all men and all people. Okay? You want to let go of the memory of who you have defined yourself as and start defining yourself as the person with the experiences you want right now. Got it?
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Okay, I am divine love. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love around everything we talked about today. What an amazing show. I so love you guys. Oh, my God. My heart just... Join me on the webinar. Go sign up. You are going to want to be on this webinar to be open to everything you can create and Eat, Pray, FML on Amazon. I love you guys. Let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.